We want to look here in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, and begin reading in verse 13. For brethren, we want you to notice that. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love, serve one another. By love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. So if we care for our brothers and sisters as we ought, we're going to serve them. Now I want you to notice the last part of this chapter in verse 25. Notice a couple verses here. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now notice that. Notice how we're supposed to be doing all of this. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. In these verses here, we have the little phrase, one another, used several times here. So it's possible for us, as brethren, as he addresses us, it's possible for us to devour one another. It's possible for us to provoke one another in the wrong way. It's possible for us to envy one another. And so we do see here that he was talking to saved people. And I've seen these things happen in members of Baptist churches that I've pastored, sad to say. But I have seen it. And so they were envying one another. They were provoking one another. They were being consumed of one another. They were devouring one another. And so he was talking to saved people. Doesn't sound like it, but he was. It's possible for us to fulfill the lust of the flesh, where all of these things come from. Look at verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We want to notice two attitudes here. There's many references here in the book of Galatians, and primarily here in this chapter. A lot of references to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit enables us to serve one another. He enables us to serve one another. So in verse 13, he says, by love, serve one another. By love, serve one another. So Paul was contrasting two attitudes here. And these two attitudes result in two different actions in our lives. One is the fleshly attitude that regards others as a threat. And the other is the spiritual attitude that believes I should be a servant to others. By nature, the flesh is not interested in serving. The flesh is very selfish. Very selfish. The flesh does not want to serve. The flesh does not want to serve your brothers and sisters. The flesh doesn't even want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The old nature fights against the Holy Spirit. There in verse 17 where he says, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. And so often we'll yield to the flesh. And so if we yield to the flesh, then the flesh is going to control our lives. And this will be seen in the way that we treat others. Isn't that right? And if we yield to the Spirit, then the Holy Spirit is going to control our lives, and it'll be obvious by the way that we treat our brothers and sisters. Isn't that right? And so really, it's pretty simple. Either the flesh, the old nature controls us, and we provoke one another, we envy one another, we devour one another, and we're consumed of one another. Or, the Holy Spirit controls us, and the Holy Spirit controls us by love, and we serve one another. I believe I'm hitting right at home tonight. I believe there's not a one of us that's misunderstanding what I'm saying tonight. Because we all have the same flesh. And we all have these same tendencies. And we all know what it means to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is controlling us, the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding and directing us. We all know what that is. And at the same time, we all know when the flesh is controlling us. And when the flesh is controlling us, we are not serving one another as we ought to. We're biting and devouring one another. So when we look at Galatians 5:15, where he says, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. And if those things are that continue to go on in your life, that's exactly what's going to happen. Now look at verse 25. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So when we look here at Galatians 5:15 and 5:26, we don't see much love there, do you? Huh? You all see any love there? So the people will be biting and devouring one another. How were they doing that here? They were doing that by competition. The Judaizers said, if you'll obey the law, then you'll be spiritual. Isn't that what they were saying? Read the whole context of all that. And so what these Galatians were doing here, they were biting and devouring one another. And what it was all over was, who is the most spiritual? In other words, it was the flesh versus the spirit. It was self versus others. And so when you love your brothers and sisters in Christ, you don't want to exploit them. You don't want to ruin them. You have no desire to damage them. You have no desire to hurt them. You're not going to bite them and devour them if you love them like you ought to. And we have slick ways of doing that to one another. And a lot of times we'll give one another the silent treatment. They're not chewing away. They're very, very meek, very mild about it. And so, this is what they were doing. But if you love your brothers and sisters, you won't want to ruin them in any way. You'll not want to hurt them. You'll not want to damage them. You'll love them. And by loving them, you are going to be serving them. You're going to put them first. You're going to push self right out of the picture. And your focus is going to be on your brothers and sisters, loving them and serving them. What kind of church do you think Olmsted Baptist Church would be if we were all doing that? You think about that. But we sometimes think about ways that we can get back at them for treating me the way they treat me. That's sad. But that goes on in Baptist churches. And so according to verse 15, if we fight each other, we end up destroying one another. Again, that's sad too, isn't it? Said, boy, I got one over on him. But I got back at him. I got even with her. Now this is what was going on here. And so when you're fighting and biting and devouring one another, you're going to eventually destroy yourself spiritually. And so the Holy Spirit working in us and through us in love enables us to serve one another. The flesh is not in control. The Holy Spirit is in control. We yield to the Holy Spirit. We read the Word of God. We listen to the Word of God taught. We listen to it preached. And we make those corrections. And when we're guilty of these things, we try to correct those things. We try to make those things right. And we throw down our weapons. And sometimes Baptists are pretty good about having them. And so, unless there's love, there will not be true service. The Lord has a lot to say about love, doesn't He? And so, real, true service has to come from love. The book of Galatians has some things to say about that. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 6, he says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. So they were not just to do God's will out of sense of duty, but they were to do the will of God from the heart. Boy, I'm a strong, independent, missionary Baptist. You know, he says here, sometimes we do that out of a sense of duty. Instead of out of a heart of love. And I believe we would be more dedicated. We'd be more consecrated in the service of God and to our doctrinal stand if we were doing it from the heart. Serving the Lord from the heart. There's a lot of things in this Bible that's pretty hard to practice. You all found that out? There's a lot of things for you ladies that the Lord says for you that you're to do, and how that you're to serve the Lord, and how that you're to honor and glorify Him. But you're not going to do that will of God out of the flesh. You've got to do it from your heart. From your heart. And you won't have any trouble doing it. And it won't be hard when it comes from the heart. And the same way with men. Things that God would have us to believe and have us to practice in our serving the Lord. When we're doing it from the heart, it's very easy. Very simple. And so when we're doing these things from the heart, we are going to serve one another. So we're to serve in love. We serve in love because we delight in doing it. Not because we have to do it. Not because we have to do it. But we delight in doing it. Man, this is great. I get to serve the Lord. It's not out of a sense of duty. Man, this is Sunday. I have to drag myself to church. If I don't preach or preach to me next week about it. It won't be that way. We'll delight in doing it. Man, we'll get up on Sunday morning and say, man, I get to go to Sunday school today. I get to go to church today. I get to go to church tonight. Man, I get to go to church on Wednesday. I can't wait. It won't be out of a sense of duty. It'll be from the heart. Heart of love. So is your life governed by love? But by love, serve one another. And so those things that are hard for us will become very easy when we're serving out of a heart of love. Now notice there in Galatians 5:13, he says, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." He says here that we have been called unto liberty. Now we have not been called to liberty so we can sit and enjoy it ourselves, because liberty is too precious for that. Have you realized tonight what your liberty cost? It cost the Lord Jesus Christ's life on the cross of Calvary. To have the liberty that we have. To have the spiritual liberty. To have the spiritual freedom that we have. Liberty is a costly thing. Whether it be political freedom or whether it be spiritual freedom. This liberty is so expensive. It should not be abused. And that's what he was getting at here. Why did the Lord call us to liberty? That we might use that liberty to serve one another. To serve Him. We are not at liberty just to live any way that we want to live. A lot of people will say, and they preach this, while I'm under grace, and I can just live any way I want to. I have the freedom now to do whatever I want to do. To live any way I want to live. Because I'm under grace. According to Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12 and following, those are some strong verses to teach us otherwise. The grace of God teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. So we're not at liberty just to live any way we want to live and to do anything that we want to do. We're only at liberty to do what the Word of God says within the boundaries of the Word of God. That's it. That's all the freedom we have. That's all the liberty we have. That's it. Are we filled with vainglory? Comparing? Contrasting? Measuring? Making the other person look bad? That we might look good? That's what they were doing here. Are we provoking people? Are we envying people? Do we bite and devour? These are marks of fleshly legalism. They're the result of using liberty in the wrong way. So may the Lord help us tonight to be servants. May the Lord help us tonight to serve one another. To serve one another. And may we show our love by the way that we serve one another. I'm all through. Say, well, that was short and sweet and right to the point. I believe it was. And may God bless us tonight and give us grace that we'll, by love, serve one another. That's what builds a strong church. That's what builds a strong doctrinal church. That will build a church that will honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's our main goal, isn't it? Isn't that our aim as members of Olmsted Baptist Church? Is to honor and glorify Him. Unto Him be glory in the church. I believe He's honored with that. I believe He's pleased with that. The Lord has spoken to you. We'll say, Brother Jones, I haven't been doing that. And I'm afraid if I don't watch it, I'm going to devour my own self here. I'm going to be consumed. And you're doing that to yourself. All the time that you're trying to do that to your brothers or your sisters, you're just devouring yourself. That's sad, isn't it? The Lord has spoken to you tonight. You're hearing lost, not saved. The Lord save you. You know what I've found down through the years, by my own experience? The invitation was given when I was saved. I was saved before I stepped one foot out of that aisle. I was saved sitting in the second pew. The Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And most people that are saved probably say, well, that's probably what happened to me. I believe that's what happened to me. Coming forward is not going to save you. It's not going to save you. You're just professing what's already been done. What's already taken place is all we're doing is giving you an opportunity to confess it with your mouth. That's what we're doing in reality.